Hey everybody, Flippin' Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies, and welcome to another live episode of our podcast. And our podcast is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right. And welcome to another episode. Now this is week 35.
Yes.
That means there's only 17 left.
Yes.
Boom. This is our week in review.
Yep.
This was a busy week. It seems like I don't even know what day to wait. This tells me. Yep, it's Thursday. it's just been a crazy week.
Yes,
because last week, actually, we were still in Ohio. We went back to Ohio. We had some things to pick up, but we also had some things to do, which we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we walked the apartments last week with Joe, our operations manager, and we also had our property managers there. So when we were walking Pine Ridge and Grimes, we had Chris.
Yep.
With a C.
Chris
and
with
then
a C.
When we were with on the Serena Gordon apartments, we were with Chris with a K.
With a K.
Yes. And I think we have another Chris somewhere else. But every time somebody says Chris, I'm like, somebody's going to have to tell me which Chris we're talking about. But it was great to walk the apartments and just see how everything's doing. And it was great for Joe to be able to see everything. And he had this big, huge notebook. And he was writing notes like crazy. And he was like, I've got lots of ideas, lots of things that are going to improve revenue and reduce expenses. And I was like, bam, that's why you were hired.
That's awesome. Danny said, you know, because we brought all of the equipment to record our episodes, the live episodes last week in Ohio. And she said, hey, Ben's coming in early. We're going to record an episode or two, I believe is the words that were said to me. Friday morning, we actually started recording a little bit later in the morning. But we had a big party at the office, and we recorded before and after the party.
Yep.
And we ended up getting 12 episodes.
Yes.
12.
Yes.
12.
Yes.
Just
a couple.
But the fun ones were, we're calling them coffee talk. Sorry, because I'm editing, so I just watched them all. So this was like as if you were to sit down with Danny and Flip at a coffee shop and ask us anything. Ben went through a series of questions, and we have, I think there is 34 episodes of Coffee Talk.
No.
There's just
six.
But anyway, so they were fun to record. So that was a good time.
Oops. Sorry, I didn't turn off my alarm. And we're in my office right now. So the other thing that we did was FCI team meeting with Joe. So mm-hmm. If we haven't talked about this before, FCI for the most part, which is Freedom Capital Investments, the sixth company that we created, is mostly virtual. In fact, now more than ever because we actually are in Florida.
Right.
So CJ's in Columbus, Ben is in Cincinnati, Della is in Kentucky, and Eric is in, like, I think the Kettering area.
Yep.
And we were the only ones that really came to the office. Jody is in the Philippines. AJ, thank you, AJ, who is now a part of the team, is in the Philippines. So am I missing anybody that's part of FCI, like the core team? Joe, our operations manager, is in South Carolina.
Yep.
So our sixth company is the one that's like almost I think it's 100% virtual now.
Right. Yeah.
Even though four of those team members are local into the Ohio area where it's a half an hour to drive to the office. So we decided that since Joe was coming to town to walk the properties and meet the team in person, that everybody from FCI would be there. So we actually on Saturday got a big picture. We're all here in person. Take a photo.
Yeah. And we realized how freakishly large everyone is. They're all super tall, except for Danny and I. It's like person.
That's funny. Yeah.
Person.
Ben and Eric are at the ends, and then CJ and Della, and then me. It was a big drop off, and you were right here. I think you and CJ are pretty much the same height.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. So that was the FCI event, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was a funny picture too. We haven't posted it on Facebook or anything, but we all had swag on. We had our
except
freedom.
For me.
Yeah, except for you. Yes.
Yeah.
You had an American flag shirt.
Yeah.
Polo shirt.
I sort of fit in.
Maybe
but
that we consider that swag since we're freedom.
I didn't get the memo for some reason that morning.
But it was really cool. We all had our t-shirts on.
Yep.
And then we recorded two more podcast episodes, and it was a Meet the Acquisitions team and Meet the Investor Relations team.
Yep.
So that's the first time we've had Del and Eric on an episode, and the first time we've had both Ben and CJ
in the room at the same time.
Yeah. On a Freedom Through Passive Income episode, because CJ's been featured on our other podcast for our family of companies, Real Talk. Ben's done a lot of episodes here with us on the Freedom Through Passive Income, but CJ's never transferred over to help us on the Freedom Through a Passive Income. So it was just a fun experience.
Yep. Yeah, so it was an eventful weekend.
Yes.
And that was just Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, because we left some items in Ohio that we didn't want the movers to move. So Sunday, we hooked the U-Haul back up to our truck. And actually, that was Saturday afternoon, and loaded the U-Haul on Saturday afternoon. Went to bed Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, bright and early, actually before the sun even came up, we were back on the road to drive back down to Florida.
Yes.
So another two-day trip back down to Florida, but we made it back to Florida. We're back here, safe and sound, with our doggies, which are at our feet.
So, right now, yeah. And we got here actually just in time for a marketing meeting.
Yep.
We had a brand script meeting with one of our marketing teams. So we have two marketing teams working with us now. Mm-hmm. And they both do different things, but they're both providing content around mm-hmm. our story and really helping us fine-tune exactly how we're speaking and conveying things so that's very clear. Because right now, I always tell them, I'm like, I feel like I'm all over the place. We've got a turnkey company, acquisition company, renovation company, property management company, brokerage, and now a commercial real estate company, and we're doing private lending now. So I'm like, what am I talking about?
Right now we're like a sprinkler, yeah. And they're going to try to fine-tune
us. So that was exciting, but it was like, that's why you said in the beginning, what day is it? Because got back on Monday.
That was Monday.
It's been nonstop work and travel and moving and everything, so we're like, okay. Yep.
In fact, they asked me if I wanted to be on this year's fantasy football team, and I said, I will show my championship trophy from last year because I won. I don't know how, but I won, and that's so I've got the championship trophy, and I will defend it with pride once I find it in one of the boxes that's still probably in the garage.
That's right. I don't know if it was yesterday. I can't remember when it was. I think it was 2 days ago. I met with a large operator in the storage space that actually mm-hmm. Joe connected me with. It was a really great meeting. They do huge institutional type grade stuff, development and stuff like that. And actually you asked about it before this thing, and I wasn't sure which note you were pointing at. Right. I was like, and so again, flip learning as we, on this episode about what's going on. But it actually, what I thought was going to be like two, like next level for us. I thought it was going to be a call that I said, hey, you know what? In a year or two, this is somebody we would mm-hmm. work with. Let's go ahead and start the conversation now, start building the relationship. And it turned out he was just like, you know what? And he told me some things that I won't go into because it'll take too long for me to actually explain. I might do a podcast episode about it. But he was like, you're exactly the type of person that we want to work with. And I'm really glad that we had this call. And I think that there's some things that we can do together. So we're already taking next steps to continue to understand each other's business models and get to know each other, due diligence, vetting, all that type of stuff, because it's a new relationship. Sweet. And then yesterday I was on another call with another person that was referred to me, a multifamily operator who did, I think, 1,000 doors in their first year, which was our goal.
Yep.
He's got three partners. And so we started kind of masterminding. He's like, we're doing this. And I said, we're doing this. And we had, like, it was just a culmination of really great ideas from somebody else in the space.
Awesome.
And it was just phenomenal. And he even told me some of the mistakes that they made. And I was like, yeah, we've made, you know, something similar. This is what we did. So now it's lessons learned as well. So now we're going to be meeting every single month. Him just to exchange. We're holding each other accountable for the fund launches. And then I always say fund. For the fund launches. They're fun. But also for golden nuggets, like to exchange ideas back and forth. So that's super exciting. I'm getting blown away But that's like professional front. I know you're getting ready to talk about the personal front, and we're already going long. I'm sorry. The live episodes, we do so much. It's crazy.
Yeah. This week is crazy. I think we say that every week too.
Yeah.
because we talked about this earlier in the year that we were starting a new nutrition plan and a new fitness plan. And that was just like a trial type of thing for 4 months or whatever. And so now that we've gotten over the buying a house in Florida and moving to Florida, I still can't believe we did that already. It's still a little surreal. We met with them again like last week or two weeks ago now. But we started back up, and this one is already entrenched in our community here in Florida, has a Facebook page. And so she's already inside that page. She already found a chef to do our meals.
Yep.
So that way we don't have to worry about cooking the right things for lunch and dinner. So that way somebody else does it. We don't have to think about it. We just have to eat.
Yes. Because I think that was our biggest hurdle last time.
I don't know what to make. So I'm just going to make macaroni and cheese.
You go for ease and convenience when you're right. super busy, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that was, yeah, that was magic sauce. Yep. And so we got the workout room unpacked.
Yep.
Took a picture and posted it on Facebook yesterday. Of
Sparty laying on
yep, the Yep, yep. He was laying treadmill. On the treadmill. I was like, now that's how you use a treadmill.
Yep. Yep. But anyway, so that all started. We're gangbusters now.
Yes,
yep.
we are.
Yep.
Yep, yep. Videographer interview. So with our two marketing teams, we're also interviewing videographers to start doing stuff like this on a more professional basis going forward. For social media, for website, for just content delivery.
What, this isn't professional?
Right now, this year, we've been winging it for you guys.
That's definitely true.
We're literally flying by the seat of our pants this year, trying to just kind of figure out how to get more content out there, how to share exactly what we're doing so we can take other people along the ride, both active and passive investors. And now we're going to do it on a more professional basis, mm-hmm. having teams like help us put it all together so that we're not going, we got to record like 12 podcast episodes because we look at our watch and realize we need to catch up. They're going to get us and help us stay ahead of the right. game. So that's exciting. And then we did our second private lending deal.
I know.
Yeah, you want to talk just, about that?
Well, somebody said, hey, Flip, can you wire money? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Well, I have no idea what this is for, but here we go. You're getting money.
You underwrote the deal,
yeah,
right?
No, actually, I'm kidding. On this one, I actually did know what it was for. I mean, I just sent a wire this morning. I have no idea what that's for. But anyway, this one was down in Texas, actually our backyard, basically where we lived in Texas. And so when they said where the property was, I'm like, oh, I know this area.
Yeah.
Like the back of my hand, because we were there for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so underwriting that deal was not very hard at all. That was mm-hmm. that was a very easy one to underwrite because, well, we knew the area.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was very cool.
I love it. And so I posted on Facebook about that mm-hmm. as well and kind of joked that that's going to be business number 7. It's not really a joke. It is going to be business number 7.
It already is.
Yes.
It's not going to be.
It is. It actually ties into one of the funds that we're going to be launching. Funds. that we're going to be launching. And then also had a great conversation with Chris. Another Chris. This is with a C, but it's a different C. Yep. Columbus Chris.
Oh, that's even better. A double C.
About a Columbus deal that we might be working with him on. He's got pretty much all the people in place. It's just figuring out how to structure it.
Oh, nice.
So we'll be a small part of that deal, but it's, again, nice to be have this amazing network around us that they say, hey, I've got this deal. It's, you know, here's the numbers. Here's the ideas. I've got this person who can do this, 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 and this. Can you help me structure it? Because I'm not sure how to do it in this space. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we did when yep. we first got, we didn't know what was going on. So it's really nice that we're now able to help others who mm-hmm. are learning in this space, and people are starting to see the power of what we're doing in the multifamily mm-hmm. arena. So super excited about that. Just waiting to get that going. And then meanwhile, we're still
trying to get unpacked. Yeah, I opened up the garage door yesterday and I wanted to look for something and I realized that I could not see the other side of the garage. That was pretty impressive. Yeah, yeah. So it's a work in progress. And we also learned that you may have heard that we have alligators and bears and water moccasins, which are also known as
cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth. So we've got those friendly characters. But then I also learned we also have bobcats and Florida Panthers. Mm-hmm. But I said, I don't need to worry about Florida Panthers because that's just a crappy hockey team.
So, oh, geez.
But yeah, so it's just the wild, wild kingdom out here. Yeah.
Woo. Actually, I was going to mention the alligators because you talked about the garage and you couldn't see through it. But you have a new motivation to clean out the garage because our chef came by and told you a story.
Well, that she came home with her kids at 11 o'clock at night and there was an alligator on her front porch. And like it was crazy and it followed them into the garage and it was snapping its mouth or whatever. I don't know how they got rid of it, but they did. Nobody got hurt. Mm. And then she said, oh yeah, make sure you look underneath your car because they like to hang out there where it's cool. And I'm like, really?
And so that afternoon when you told me the story, he was like, I'm cleaning out the garage.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care if there's stuff on top of stuff. It's going to be the world's messiest garage, but I'm going to get both cars.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think we did double the time. I think we're good. Boom.
Yeah.
That's as much of the update you're going to get. We went through personal and professional this week. Yep. Oh, we always do that, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We just kind of...
We're good like that.
Yeah, we fly by the
seat. But make sure you're checking out our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join the investor club and check out all the swag and all the other stuff. But we like to end all our episodes with...
Invest smart!
Live happy! Bye, everybody!
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.